I had dictation for Nathaniel Flemister, Nathaniel Flemister. Date of birth is 3/13/1972. Date of accident 12/27/2023. Date of visit is 8/19/2024. The patient was a pedestrian when he was involved with the automobile accident. He was hit by a car. That car was trying to avoid a red light and went into the parking lot hitting him. And when he fell down with loss of consciousness, and then started having headaches along with dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of concentration, blurred vision, as well as pain in the neck, mid back and lower back with radiation to both buttocks and both legs. Also, he started having pain in the right hip and both shoulders to the tune of 6 and 8. Right shoulder pain was around 6 and the left shoulder pain 9. However, no radiation to the upper arms were noticed and no numbness tingling of the fingers was reported. Nor there is a numbness tingling of the feet either. Patient continues to have all of these symptoms. He is undergoing physical therapy 3 times per week. He reports his pain is around 8 to 9 in all of these areas as reported. And ADLs are affected 8. While 70% relief is reported by the patient. There is an error. Please use this visit for the date of service of 9/11/2024, not 8/19/24 as dictated. So here we go. The patient has the pain and muscle spasm in the upper trapezius muscles and severe pain occupying the neck, mid back, and lower back. Pain in both the shoulders is reported. Pain level is 8 and ADLs are affected 8. The patient does report 80% improvement in the pain relief. Please do review the charts for the ADLs for system review, additional issues, as well as substance abuse and compliance history. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 142/79, pulse 69, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 8/19/2024, dictation number 0902-18018. The patient is suffering from severe spasm in the both the trapezius muscles, and patients advise physical therapy, chiropractic, massage, and both the SI joints are tender as well with positive finding of examination. And the MRIs are positive for the patient that were discussed to him. He has a multi-level disc herniation in the cervical, including C5-6, C3-4, C2, and C4. And also, he has a post-operative change of C4-5. In the lumbar region, patient has post-operative changes in L4-5, L3-4. However, he still has disc herniation in L5-S1 and L2-3 and L1-L2. The patient has been advised that only choice is to provide him with LESI injection time 4 and to provide injection to the cervical spine maybe 1 or 2 times. In addition, in the right shoulder, it is found to have a tendinosis with an interstitial tear in supraspinatus, anterior spine, infraspinatus, superior subscapularis tendinosis, probable anterior lateral tear. Person has been advised about various injection treatment, chiropractic treatment, physical therapy. Medications have been provided to him, which include Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol, codeine number 4, 1 or 2, Q12 PRN for pain relief, Alavil 50 mg at night for pain relief, Lyrica 50 mg at night for and other pain relief and radiculopathy. So the patient will be seen in 30 days time, and he'll be provided the injection if he provides the consent. He did undergo one injection on 8/7/2024, and it was it brought some relief to him. Thank you.